Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Get to Know You podcast. I'm your host, Minyi Chen, and today we're diving into a topic that is close to my heart and is essential to our mindfulness journey, the power of vulnerability. Vulnerability. It's a word that often evokes discomfort. I used to interpret this word as a sense of weakness, and for those who expressed vulnerability to me, to be too sensitive. It's almost like I associated that word with exposing my weakness and risking my reputation of being this strong-minded person. As I began to do more self-reflection with my thoughts, feelings, and emotions, of course with the help of meditation, I realized that embracing vulnerability is actually one of the most courageous things I can do. And being vulnerable transformed my relationship with myself and with others. If anything, it enhanced my mindfulness practice. So now, what if I told you that being vulnerable is the first step to healing your inner child? And by healing your inner child, you are more at peace with yourself. As you become more vulnerable with yourself, you can start to forgive others and detach yourself from people who no longer support or resonate with you. I want to share with you how vulnerability has profoundly impacted my life, particularly in fostering self-compassion and compassion for others. Let's begin with a story from my own experience. Before moving to Hawaii in 2020 and before discovering meditation in 2021, I felt like I was walking around unconsciously. What I mean by that is, I felt like my emotions were all over the place. I didn't know, nor was I aware of how much I was reacting to my emotions, even with the smallest inconvenience or when faced with a stressful situation. I remember one particular day when I came home from socializing and for some reason I felt incredibly lonely. It felt like I didn't want the night to end because if I didn't have people around me, I would be all by myself and in my thoughts. For me, I was privileged enough to always be surrounded by my family and with my many friends when I lived back home in Philadelphia. But moving to Hawaii really brought out a lot of unresolved trauma, resentment, thoughts, emotions, and feelings that I had never faced before. It was all too overwhelming. Everything seemed to crumble when I was alone in my quiet room. I felt this very heavy weight on my chest, and I didn't know how to manage it. So one day, after socializing, I just sat down with my legs crossed and my eyes closed. And as soon as I closed my eyes, a rush of memories, feelings, and thoughts arose, and I began to slowly watch those thoughts arise like a movie. For me, everything shifted that day. Instead of pushing those emotions away, I decided to sit with them. I acknowledged my pain of unresolved trauma, and I allowed myself to feel it fully. It was definitely uncomfortable, but it was that raw moment of vulnerability that something beautiful happened. I felt a deep sense of compassion for myself, and I realized that it's okay to not be okay. And that being human means experiencing a wide range of emotions. And over time, with consistent meditation practice, I was able to slowly review and let go of some of those memories I had kept in the back of my mind for this whole time. Meditation was truly a turning point for me. By accepting my vulnerability, I learned to be kinder to myself. I stopped beating myself for expressing my feelings of sadness to others. Instead, I gave myself grace and I started treating myself with the same compassion I would offer to a friend. This self-compassion grew and extended to others as well. So when I realized my own struggles, it became easier for me to empathize with the struggles of others as well. You know, when I share and teach meditation to others, vulnerability plays a crucial role. When we sit in meditation, we are often confronted with our thoughts and emotions. The good, the bad, the ugly. It's a space where we can't hide from ourselves. So instead of trying to control or suppress these experiences, mindfulness invites us to observe them with a gentle, non-judgmental awareness. Think about it. How often do we allow ourselves to really and truly feel our emotions without judging it? Mindfulness teaches us that true strength lies in our ability to be present with whatever arises, including our vulnerabilities. It's about embracing and accepting our emotions as it is without judgment. During meditation, when a difficult emotion arises, try this. Instead of pushing it away, bring it to your attention. Acknowledge its presence, and you may even say to yourself, "I feel you, frustration. I recognize that you are here. But you do not define who I am. Because like clouds in the sky, emotions come and go." Breathe into the emotion and allow it to be there without trying to change it. This very simple act of acknowledging and accepting your vulnerability is the first step to healing. When we practice this regularly, we start to rewire our brains. We become more compassionate towards ourselves, and this self-compassion naturally extends to others. We begin to see that everyone around us is also experiencing their own battles, and we become more empathetic and understanding. I also believe that with more self-compassion, there's less judgment toward yourself and to others. I've seen this transformation with some of my clients and peer clients in my private meditation coaching sessions. Many come in with the same fears and misconceptions about vulnerability that I also once had. But as they learn to embrace their vulnerabilities through mindfulness, they report feeling more connected to themselves and to others. They find that their relationships improve and they experience less stress and they live their life more authentically. One of the most profound lessons mindfulness has taught me is that vulnerability is not a weakness but a strength. It takes tremendous courage to show up as our true selves, to admit when we're struggling and to reach out for support. And when we do, we create deeper, more meaningful connections with those around us. I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on vulnerability and how it shows up in your life. Are there areas where you're holding back? Afraid to let others see the real you? How might embracing your vulnerability change your relationship with yourself and others? I would love to share a quote with you, and this is one of my favorite quotes. A quote from a Chinese philosopher and writer, Lao Tzu, said, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So remember, it's a journey, and every step you take towards embracing your true self is a step towards greater peace and connection. Thank you so much for joining me in today's podcast on this journey of exploring the power of vulnerability. If this conversation resonated with you, I invite you to share your thoughts and experiences. You can reach out to me via email. I'll have my email linked down below. Until next time, be kind to yourself and remember, there is strength in vulnerability. You've been listening to the Get to Know You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider following, leaving a review, and share it with somebody who might benefit from a little more vulnerability and compassion in their life. take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.